The Supreme Court is expected to rule by this summer on whether the use of race in admissions at the University of Michigan is constitutional or unconstitutional. Affirmative action is a decades-old reality at American universities, but in Brazil, racial preferences are just beginning. This year, the state universities in Rio de Janeiro are setting aside 40% of admissions for students of African descent. The quota system is the first of its kind in Brazil, and it's touched off an angry controversy. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
114 years after the abolition of slavery, blacks are still a small minority at Brazilian universities. Only about 3% of students who finish college here are black. That's in a country where 45% of people claim some African heritage. The black students taking this college prep course hope to change that statistic. This is a year-long cram session for students from Rio's slums who plan to take the grueling university entrance exams. Volunteer teacher Elisete Oliveira says passing those exams used to seem like an impossible goal for kids like these, until now.
A partir das cotas, os alunos passaram a sonhar.
The quotas have allowed these students to dream of getting a spot at the university, Oliveira says. The new quotas allow black students and public high school graduates to pass the entrance exams with lower scores than white graduates of private high schools. News of the quotas has caused a boom in attendance at college prep courses in Rio's slums. This student, Marcelo Dutra, says the quotas were long overdue.
Porque eu acho que é um modo...
This is a more egalitarian admissions process. Until the day comes when they finally reform the public high schools, these quotas make sense.
Not surprisingly, private high schools have challenged the quotas in court. Edgar Flecha Ribeiro is the headmaster at the private Andrews School on Rio's upscale south side. He says some of his white students who applied to the state university lost out to black students who had lower entrance exam scores, and they feel betrayed.
I think it's very, very dangerous for a country like Brazil to get into this kind of thing. It's alien to our history.
Like many Brazilians, Flecha sees quotas as an unwelcome import from the United States. He says they make no sense in Brazil, where there's never been official segregation, and where whites and blacks have freely intermarried for centuries. In Brazil, there's also the thorny question of just who is black. Back at the college prep course, olive-skinned Marcelo Dutra says the quotas have given him a new appreciation for his racial heritage.
Minha bisavó é negra, casada com alemão, tal, essas coisas assim, aquela mestiçagem natural do Brasil.
It's the usual racial mixing that's so natural in Brazil. With this project, I now understand that I'm partly black. You could say that I found myself.
The Rio universities allow applicants to decide for themselves whether or not they qualify for the black reserve quotas, and this has already generated some infamous cases of perceived abuse. Media attention shamed one especially white-looking student to retract his claim to be black, even though it meant losing his place at the university. But to David Santos, the fear of fake claims of blackness is a non-issue. Santos is a black Franciscan monk who helped to organize the campaign to establish the quotas. He scoffs at the idea that Brazilians can't tell who's black and who's white. When it's a matter of hiring someone, employers seem to know who is black, and when the police decide whom to pull over on the street, they seem to know who is black, Santos says. But now that there's a benefit at stake, suddenly nobody can tell who's black, he says. He acknowledges there are students claiming black heritage who really shouldn't, but he says if it's a small number, it's worth it. He also proposes that next year, the university should aim a camera at applicants when they fill out their forms. If they can claim to be black with a straight face, he reasons, then that's good enough for him. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.